Violinist Gideon Kremer and oboist Heinz Holliger. That was Bach's double concerto for oboe and violin. And they were joined this morning by the members of the Academy of St. Martin's in the Fields.
Artists Center Miss welcomes their 20th anniversary by inviting the public to join them for two popular art events this spring. Event 1 is a free roundhouse exhibit and birthday party on May 16th. One day only at the Roundhouse Community Center at 181 Roundhouse Mews in Yale Town. There will be an artist reception from 7 to 10 p.m. and don't miss out on the birthday cake bash at 8. Following up the birthday bash, there will be a free open studios walk on May 19th through the 21st. Studios will be open from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. and to see participating artists and a map, visit the website at artistsinourmidst.com.
And you are listening to Classical Chaos this Sunday morning on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. We're going to continue with some music by Aaron Copland. Now, he was born in Brooklyn and was trained in Paris by Nadia Boulanger, and he explored a variety of styles and techniques in his composition, all the way from serialism right through to jazz. This next selection, called Quiet City, was originally written to underscore plays by Irwin Shaw. Now, the music tells the tale of a young man imagining the night thoughts of city people and trying, through his trumpet playing, to arouse the consciences of other characters and the audience. Now, although the play only lasted for two nights, Copland's music has endured as a concert piece. This morning, we're going to hear a performance by the Academy of St. Martin's in the Fields with Sir Neville Mariner conducting.
Thank you.
The Academy of St. Martin in the Fields with Sir Neville Mariner conducting. That was Aaron Copland's Quiet City.
Jazz is a word that means many different things to many different people. The best definition of jazz that I know of is the jazz show on CITR with yours truly, Gavin Walker. Monday nights, 9 to midnight, with the jazz feature at 11 o'clock. Check us out every Monday.
And you are listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. We're going to continue with some music by Joseph Suk. Now, he was born in Bohemia back in 1874, the son of a schoolmaster, organist, and choir master. His main instrument was the violin, and back in 1888, he turned his hand at composition. He did study with Dvorak, who later was to become not only his mentor, but get this, yes, his father-in-law. What a relationship that had to have been. He's known for his great string writing, as we shall hear this morning. Now, as was fashion at the time, most of the composers joined the European trend to write serenades for strings. Suk followed the likes of Tchaikovsky, Dvorak, and Elgar, with his written back in 1892. It was recommended for publishing both by Dvorak and Brahms, and we're going to hear the final movement, the Allegro. Here is the Czech Philharmonic Orchestra. Thank you. The Czech Philharmonic Orchestra with Yuri Belalovec conducting. That was the final movement from Souk's Serenade for Strings. And this is CITR 101.9 FM. You're listening to Classical Chaos this Sunday morning, and we're going to continue with the title track from Little Girl Blue. Here is the incomparable Nina Simone.
Rather be lonely than happy with somebody else. You might find the nighttime the right time for kissing. Nighttime is my time for just reminiscing. Regretting instead of forgetting with somebody else. There'll be no one unless that someone is you. I intend to be independently blue. Want your love, don't wanna borrow. Have it today to give back tomorrow. Your love is my love. There's no love for nobody else. Be lonely than happy with somebody else. You might find the nighttime the right time for kissing. Nighttime is my time for just reminiscing, regretting instead of forgetting with somebody else. There'll be no one unless that someone is you. I intend to be independently blue. I want your love, don't wanna borrow. Have it today to give back tomorrow. Your love is my love. My love is your love. There's no love for nobody else.
The incomparable voice of Nina Simone. That was from her disc Little Girl Blue, and I couldn't bear to play just one selection, so we heard both Little Girl Blue and Love Me or Leave Me.
As interesting as listening to this PSA is, there's nothing quite like watching it. Watching what, you ask? The annual showcase of films that accompany it as part of the POV, or Persistence of Vision, Film Festival. This showcase of short films written, directed, shot, edited, and produced by students in the film production program at UBC happens only once a year. On April 27th and 28th, join the POV Festival at the Empire Granville 7 Cinemas in the heart of downtown Vancouver as these magnificent films are debuted. For tickets and information, visit povfilmfestival.com.
And you are listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And I've not played some cello music in quite a while. And this comes from a beautiful recording of concertos by both Lalo and Saint-Saëns. We're going to be hearing the middle movement, the Allegro con moto, from Saint-Saëns' cello concerto. This is a performance by Matt Haimovitz. Thank you. That was Matt Haimovitz on cello, joined by the members of the Chicago Symphony Orchestra, with James Levine conducting. That was the middle movement from Saint-Saëns' Cello Concerto. And this next selection is a classic by Beethoven. It was published back in 1867. That's actually 40 years after the composer's death. The score was originally written back in 1810. Now, we're not sure exactly for whom Für Elise was written. The title may have been transcribed incorrectly, and the original work may have been named Für Thérèse, and that's a reference to Thérèse Malfatti von Rochenbach-Dudeza. Now, she was a friend and student of Beethoven's, to whom he actually proposed back in 1810. Now, that's the same date. There are other possibilities, but the music remains a staple, and this recording we'll hear this morning is a performance by Murat Limfani. Beethoven's Für Elise, that was a performance by Murat Limfani. And you have been listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. Stay tuned now to Shukshukta, Ethiopian News Radio with Wurku, and I'll leave you with some music from Cirque du Soleil. Till next time.